There's been some big storms in the 21st century. Beginning with Katrina, the storm to end all storms. So many thousands of people lost homes, entire communities, neighborhoods, people unable to leave. Repeated again, the end of 2004 and into 2005, halfway across the world, in the Indian Ocean and Southeast Asia and places like India and Indonesia, the Philippines, such devastation. We saw vivid images in Japan in 2011 as the waves rolled in and the tides rose. Not as many were lost in the human catastrophe, but the nuclear waste from the power plant was affected all across the Pacific Ocean to our country here. Last year, Hurricane Harvey, aptly named in Houston, people with boats rescuing people, the boat patrol. Hurricane Maria shortly after that in Puerto Rico, the devastation still so deeply felt there. Things were so bad already. And then finally in North Carolina, recently over the last 2 weeks. For these people, it probably must have felt like the end of the world for them, the end of their world, the start of another, just as it did for these folks in our story today, for Noah's family. The end of the world and the start of another one. There is evidence of a massive flood in Mesopotamia, and that's where this would have been the cradle of civilization. About 3,000 years before Christ, there's a little bit of evidence that there was a large regional flood. You could read about the Epic of Gilgamesh, a Persian tale. Tells of a story similar to this. There are other tales of massive floods throughout history, different parts of the world and at different times, Native American stories, Irish folklore stories. Here we have the ancient Hebrew version of the tale of the flood with Noah and his big boat and the animals going two by two, filing in. We're in this section of the Bible known as the primordial history. Primordial means stories of the beginnings, origin stories, stories that have cosmic significance. They have to do with everybody on earth and everything on earth. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what color your skin is. They have to do with creation. It's not people. They also have to do with why things are. Etiological stories. Pourquoi, using a French word. Tells a story about why snakes have no legs, for example, right? In Genesis 3. Why women have pain in childbirth. Why we have to work so hard to get crops to grow. All these stories are explained. Why everyone speaks a different language, Genesis 11 with the Tower of Babel. Here we have the story of why we have rainbows. The ancient Hebrews tell us it's because God promised us something very significant. So the flood story is not unique to the Israelites, different cultures. They have their own stories of creation, their own folklore. When these stories in Genesis were put on paper, when they were put down in writing, not just told, They were told at a time when the predominant culture around them was something different, such as the exile when they were in Babylon and all the Persian gods. Those tales were being told. Those stories were being told. The Canaanite gods, those stories were told to people. So these are the Israelites saying, you've heard the story of a great flood. Well, let us tell you of the same flood, but a different kind of God. Our God. A God not of anger or revenge. Somebody not like Gilgamesh, but somebody like Noah who was righteous. These are, in a sense, an important statement of faith. Most importantly, a statement of faith. They tell us the meaning of things. They say what it is to be human, and it tells about who God is and who we believe God to be. So what do we see in the story of the flood? What do we see of God? What are the images here that are different from those other stories out there? Well, we see a God who expresses regret. Genesis 6 says that he was sorry about how things turned out. He's sorrowful. He expresses human emotions. It says, he judges people, he judges the world. He doesn't want to flood the earth, but feels he has to. What else does God do? What else does God show? Well, God secures the future. God sees one family above the rest and says to them, I am going to secure from you and your descendants, the future of humanity and the future of creation itself, all beings, all animals will gather under what you will build. And I'm going to give you instructions and I will guide you to safety. God secures the future. God continues to secure the future. Just like we learned about when we talked about creation, that God continues to create. God continues to secure our futures. God commits to the world. God could have destroyed everything, the story says, but chooses to hold on to a remnant and start again. Despite of the imperfections of human nature, despite creation not being quite what he had in mind, he decides to commit to it and stand by it, God does. Did we change by the flood? Did humanity change? No. We haven't since either. There is still wickedness in society. Culture is still bent towards evil. We dwell in pettiness and greed and jealousy. It is God who changed after this story. This story of the rainbow that God puts in the sky is a one-way covenant. God says, I am establishing my covenant with you. There's nothing that we're signing on to. What a gracious God. It's all how you look at the story, isn't it? And perhaps since there's nothing required of us in the flood story, perhaps that's why we so easily forget it. It's a cute story that we tell in Sunday school, that we have a lot of songs about. But it's a pretty serious issue, isn't it? We didn't commit to anything here. It's God who is doing the committing. We're not even outside often after the rainstorms, are we? To see the rainbow, the rainbows sometimes after the storm. Do we notice the rainbows that God places in the sky in our lives when we had difficulty, after we've been through something, after the flood waters rise, and there's such loss and suffering? Do we notice the blessings? God is saying to us, hey, I'm still here. I'm not leaving you. I'm still around. Just promised I would be. Do we remember that God cares like this? That through the storms of life, that God walks with us? Do we remember that God is determined to find another way forward for us? Do we remember all that God does? God secures our futures. That God would continue to keep with this covenant, to keep reaching out for us, to keep going the extra mile for us, all the way and including Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord and Savior. For unto us a son is given, a child is born. For God so loved the earth that he gave again and again, right up until Jesus. Too often we see something like this happen we see all the pictures on the news, and we rush to judgment, and we seek to blame somebody, something, somewhere.